Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Wednesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got Fancy Brian in the Shaw helping me out. I got Evan right here in the world headquarters, lightly screening your calls at 844-967-2789. And Fancy Brian, this hour, we're going to turn towards the jackassery of Republicans in the U.S. Senate. And specifically, I reference the jackassery of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has been put on notice by his fellow Senate Republicans.
Really?
People are getting a little fed up with Cancun Ted's jackassery, let's call it.
Nobody, not even his own family, has any affection positively for Ted Cruz.
Senator Ben Sasse, a Republican from Nebraska, warned a jackassery from people mugging for the cameras during the third day of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation hearings. I think he meant the guy sitting right next to him. They sit right next to each other on the Judiciary Committee.
That's got to wear on you.
Oh, sit next to Ted Cruz? I mean, even if you're in the same tribe, you don't like Ted Cruz. The comments came after Republican senators like Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz appeared to be doing just that. Sasse's comments were ostensibly about cameras in the Supreme Court. But as his speech was being broadcast by C-SPAN after days of GOP antics, the context seemed hard to miss. Was that jackassery line from Sasse a swipe at Cruz? Wondered Vox's legal correspondent Ian Millhiser.
Jackass!
Yeah, Millhiser wasn't the only one to put his comments in context. Here's one more. Chris Gedner, you know, he's got a certified Twitter account. He must be important. Senator Ted Cruz, right as
jackass.
Senator Ben Sasse criticizes jackassery in the Senate from people unnamed who Sasse says say certain things just for the cameras.
Jackass.
Here, it's also being reported on Twitter. The statements, jackassery we often see around here is partly because people are mugging for short-term camera opportunities. Apparently, that had enough sting that Ted Cruz looked up from his phone at Sasse, who was sitting right next to him.
Jackass!
Yeah, yeah. He's talking about you, Ted Cruz, or Lindsey Graham, or some combination of the two. So we'll get into the sound in just a minute. But, you know, if you've been waiting on the phones, we might get to you next. Be like Tom from Madison. And join us at 844-967-2789. Tom, a lot to react to today. What's your thoughts?
Hey, I've been listening to the hearings a little bit today, and it's an amazing show. Huge kudos to Dick Durbin for keeping things in check as much as he could. And I have a feeling that Ted Cruz especially, maybe his staff right now is sitting in the office and they're doing a shot every time they hear the word child pornography. It's just insane.
Well, perhaps it's Josh Hawley's staff that's buying the shots.
That's a good point. That is definitely a good point. But also, just Judge Jackson is phenomenal. Having to put up with that kind of stuff for 18 hours so far, and without, you know, breaking into tears and, you know, talking about beer for 25 minutes.
And she hasn't had to plead the fifth, not even once.
I know. It's awesome. She is so, so impressive. I'm I'm just amazed. And, you know, it's nice to see something positive. A person like that coming to the Supreme Court who's just absolutely amazing.
You know, Tom, the American people agree with you. There was new polling out this morning I read. The American people have been polled, you know, over 1,000 were polled on the very topic of KBJ. And do you think she is deserved at this point of confirmation? And she is the most popular Supreme Court nominee since John Roberts, who, of course, became the chief.
Fantastic.
Way more popular than Gorsuch or Kavanaugh or Coney Barrett. You know, circumstance has to play in. But that would factor in Republicans as well. Even like 31% of Republicans right now, today, thinks put her on the court. I believe it's 55% of independents and like 88% of Democrats. And the other 12% of Democrats aren't listening to this show or watching the hearings, I suspect, Tom.
Yeah, because it's truly impressive. Just her demeanor, and also just to have her her family there. I think it was Nina Totenberg, I think, who was interviewing her parents, and she said she was so impressed with Judge Jackson's parents because they were very cool. And her father said something along the lines of, yeah, she could take care of herself. She's doing fine.
Well, she has been doing more than fine.
Oh, yeah.
Admirably, I'd say.
Absolutely great. Yeah, it's just a great day. And basically, I've been watching some of the social media from the Republicans, and they love posting their questions, but they never like posting the responses for some reason.
Well, they didn't wait for most of the responses, Tom. Appreciate you listening to our fine show. We try to allow responses occasionally at 844-967-2789. Curtis from West Dallas, you're next, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Crudy. Hey, I got two things. One is, it's amazing how they don't bring up, that Matt Gaetz from Florida? He's a sex offender for a little boy, little girl thing. He's doing that thing.
Well, it hasn't been charged yet, but his buddy, his wingman, has already pled guilty and apparently is cooperating with federal prosecutors. So you got to think the bell's going to toll for Matt Gaetz sooner than later. But I understand this is a Senate hearing, but they also ignore, you know, the actions of Jim Jordan, the guy who was the Ohio State wrestling coach and, you know, is alleged to have looked the other way when sexual assault was happening in the shower facilities at the university there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Also, another thing is, you know, isn't she Paul Ryan's sister-in-law?
Yeah, my understanding is that Paul Ryan has specifically, at prior confirmation hearings, spoken in favor of her judicial temperament and said she'd make a hell of a justice. So, yeah, when you got Paul Ryan, the former speaker, on your side, you know, it's too bad they all perceive him as a rhino, Curtis.
Yeah, sure.
The irony is a little rich here these days.
I'm sorry, one more thought, Curtis.
It is really sad if you think about how they're doing it to her, though. It's really sad because if you look at Amy, she went right through like nothing, you know?
Well, I get your point, Curtis. And you knew it was going to be theatrical. You knew it was going to be high drama. I mean, Lindsey storms out of the chambers yesterday. And today he's asking questions, not really allowing time for response. And I think in some small part, Curtis, they have to sufficiently disrespect the nominee. And I suspect they disrespect whoever Joe Biden put up. But so much of this, you know, it just feels like dog whistles. It just feels like racial animus playing out in the modern Republican Senate. And what did Bitten Sass call Ted Cruz? And some other colleagues said,
jackass.
Yeah, something to that effect, Curtis. 844-967-2789. Don't be a jackass like Ted Cruz. Call the Devil's Advocates, where your calls are usually appreciated, at 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're next, Dick. Welcome.
Well, Kurt, I'm just amazed by all this, but I will say this, that wasn't it about 3 weeks to a month ago when Amy Coney Barrett insisted that, and I smelt a rat, that long ago, said all the stuff had to be in by Friday as of 5 o'clock from Wisconsin. And Laura is my witness. I tell Sue, there's something really wrong here. But I think they're going to actually hear this, and it's not going to be good. And then you go further. I mean, what's it? Reverse racism? I don't know that I know what that means.
Well, that's just a term I'm using to describe this interpretation of the Voting Rights Act that would possibly come to the conclusion that the governor, Tony Evers Maps, gives too much representation, unconstitutional representation, to majority-minority districts. I mean, that's so new logic on me.
Now you throw this back to Wisconsin. What are we to think of this? Oh, we're going to gerrymander the districts even worse in areas of color. And then if we do that, what's the next move by Republicans? Have even less polling places. I can see that coming, too. I mean, this... And the other thing, one last thing. Do you think there's any collusion between this state Supreme Court and the national...
No, I think they would have come up with a more logical ruling today. I mean, Dick, it was... go ahead, your thought.
My thought is the Wisconsin Supreme Court has pulled some chains and got them to look at this, where this should have been something that should have been thrown to the curb.
Well, Coney Barrett wanted to review the Wisconsin case, the redistricting case here in the state of Wisconsin. It was apparently... of her volition that this was considered, this notion of the Voting Rights Act and the fact that Tony Evers could somehow give too much representation to African Americans here in the state of Wisconsin. And to arrive at that conclusion, like, hey, Wisconsin Supreme Court, why didn't you do a narrow analysis of the Voting Rights Act and see if you couldn't have carved out these districts without giving more representation to black people? I mean, I describe this as reverse racism, Dick. I don't know how else you describe it. When you say the minority is getting too much representation and the Supreme Court agrees and uses the Voting Rights Act as justification thereof, man, I am at a loss for words, and that is uncommon. Good thing it's 4:20 break. We'll be back.
If you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict you.
Ted Cruz, go f*** yourself.
Freedom!
When Trump gets the guillotine, you're going to be the first one to go.
Jackass!